Good morning. Thanks for listening to Your Network of Praise. Marcy here with you. And as promised, we have a very special guest, one of our favorite bands here on Your Network of Praise. We love Mercy Me. And I have a very talented guitar player, Mike from Mercy Me. You're hanging out with us this morning. Thank you for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So the reason why I call you here today is because you are going to be very close to us on your upcoming tour here, or upcoming in April. You're going to be touring through our listening area. You're going to be in Spokane, Washington on the 6th. Then you're going to be in Boise, Idaho on the 7th. Then you're going to be in Fargo, North Dakota on the 11th of April. So you're going to be right through our listening area. And we're very excited for Mercy Me to come visit this area.
We are, too. It's been, I don't even know how long since we've been out in the Pacific Northwest and the whole West Coast. You know, I think we were in, like, the Northern California area for a minute, like, 2 years ago. But everything else is, like, before COVID, you know. Yeah. Everything got really weird in 2020.
Totally.
And we had to kind of pivot a little bit.
Yeah.
We're glad to finally be getting out to one of our favorite parts of the country.
Awesome. So you're on the Always Only Jesus tour in April. How is tour going?
It's actually been going incredibly well. Sometimes we tour in the spring and the fall, and so we'll take the mm-hmm. winter months off to be with family and the summer months off to be with family. And so sometimes it feels like it takes a minute for the muscle memory to kick back in.
Yep.
And this one has been really good. Everything seems to be flowing right out of the gate. And we're getting to tour with our good buddy David Leonard is opening the show.
Yes.
And then the legendary Newsboys, which
yes.
we've done a handful of festivals through the years where we've shared the stage with them, but we've never actually been able to tour with them.
Oh man.
And so that has been awesome. It's just been absolutely awesome to get to be with those guys.
I'm very excited about that. I actually have never seen Newsboys perform live, so I'm very excited to see you at your Spokane show coming up on the 6th.
And we can't wait to finally be back in Spokane. I don't remember how long it's been.
Oh, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for me, because I get to be there.
Well, we love it. It's such a great downtown. Like, one of the hidden treasures in America. Downtown
totally.
Spokane's awesome.
So, I'm curious. I don't get to go out on tour. That's not something that we do at the station here. So I'm very curious about this tour thing. What is it like putting all of you guys together, David Leonard and the Newsboys, and you guys, like, what's it like being out on tour with fellow bandmates?
It's probably everything you imagine a traveling carnival would be. You're hanging out with your buddies and everybody's, mm-hmm. I mean, even down to the crew guys, like everybody's just, we've always been really fortunate to be surrounded by great people.
That's awesome.
And this is no different. You know, it's a lot of late nights with a lot of laughter.
Mm.
If the weather's nice, we often end up out in a parking lot around a fire pit or something that, you know, if we can find one that day.
Yeah.
It's like summer camp every day, basically.
Okay, so now I'm sold. Now I kind of want to do that. That sounds like fun.
Yep.
So when
it's never too late to start a band, Marcy.
That's right. That's what they say, I've heard. What about your routine on tour? Like, what about you personally? What do you try to keep consistent on tour?
I try to still get up fairly early, just because, especially when we're on the West Coast, it gets really hard to, like, maintain a similar schedule to home. Since we're home, you know, we fly home every Monday and then back out every Thursday, and I just don't want to get home and be on a completely different schedule than my family. So that's always a little tricky.
Mm.
There's a lot of downtime during the day, and so just trying to stay moving and you know, hanging out with the crew guys and trying to keep everybody in good spirits, you know, which not hard because, like I said, we're surrounded by great people. So,
right.
It's just it's just a normal thing for us. I know it sounds weird to say that, but, like, it's just like any other job, really. You just kind of find your routines and you go into it. Like everybody else, we're counting down until it's lunchtime.
Right.
Totally. Want to get that break.
That's funny. It's true. Like I mentioned, we're the morning show here. So there's just a few questions I have for you that kind of help us get to know you a little bit more. Are you a coffee guy or a tea guy in the morning?
I'm a caffeine guy, but usually that comes in the form of coffee. Yeah.
Coffee, same. Do you think that you would lean more towards being an extrovert or an introvert?
You know, that's something I have not been able to figure out about myself. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy being around people.
Mm-hmm.
but I also get like some weird social anxieties when I walk into a room full of people I don't know. So,
hey, I'm like, with you on that.
Sometimes I want to be around people. Sometimes I don't want to be around people. And I don't know if I know which one I am. I probably lean extrovert a little bit.
Right. I can totally relate to that. I'm a little bit of both. I have moments I need to recharge away from people. But yeah, but I do like to be around people. So yeah, I get you. I understand what you're saying.
And it honestly, it kind of ties into your first question. It depends on how caffeinated I am.
That's true.
If I'm not well caffeinated, I don't want to be around people.
True story. Dave can confirm. That is a true story here in the studio as well. So what do you do for fun, just away from music, away from playing guitar? What do you do for fun?
Oh, gosh, more music, for sure. I just love it. Being with my family, for sure. My oldest is way into cars. He's 19, and he's bought and sold I've lost count of how many cars he's owned. But he's got this one old BMW that he's rebuilding, and it's just kind of a passion project for him. So I don't have a whole lot to offer when it comes to cars, but I do enjoy just kind of watching him and being around him while he's doing it and helping when I can. My youngest is super into baseball, so that's been a fun season.
Ooh, that is fun.
My 15-year-old loves music and, you know, plays piano all the time, and so we have that bond. We'll go to concerts every now and then. And then my daughter is my baby girl. Like, she's just, you know, she can do no wrong.
Yeah.
That's most of my hobbies right there.
I love it. That's kind of how it is in parenting season. You just tend to just, you go along with your family. You do what your family's doing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Whatever my wife tells me we're doing.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yes, that's important. Okay, so Mike, we've been playing this new song of yours. Mercy Me's got a song, Always Only Jesus, that we've been playing it for a little bit now. It's really awesome. It seems a bit like a charge for people. I really like this song.
Yeah, going back to 2020, you know, we were locked down from touring, and so we were overdue on making an album. We had started it, but just kind of kept putting it all off, and we weren't in a creative mood, and COVID kind of forced our hand. And so we're like, well, to do something, might as well finish this record out. So we started writing and recording these songs, and they just kind of kept happening. And it ended up being like probably almost three albums worth of ideas and music and song starts. And Always Only Jesus was one of those, as well as Then Christ Came and To Not Worship You. And excited to kind of split those songs up, and we made the Inhale Exhale record because we just had like this weird itch we wanted to scratch of writing songs that weren't just totally typical for what we would normally do. I mean, it wasn't like anything crazy, but then these other songs we were like, oh, well, this feels like something people would kind of expect from us, so let's save those and we'll do that record later. And so after Inhale Exhale kind of did what it did, we were like really excited to go back and finish those songs. And when we started working on Always Only Jesus, we were like, this isn't just like one of the strongest songs on the record. I think this is the record. Like, we need to title the record after this. And just really, because the whole record started leaning towards being more vertically written, worship oriented.
Yeah.
Whereas Inhale Exhale was a little more like songs about life and God's thread throughout that, but not necessarily just like writing songs to him.
Right.
And this album was like, man, this is about Jesus, and let's just lean into that. And so it became the title of the song. It's been awesome to play it live and just kind of introduce it to people and have them sing along.
I love that it is kind of one of those things where it helps you to remember to focus on Jesus, that no matter what you're doing every day, that is the focus, is him.
Yeah.
Before you head out on tour, starting in April here, we have Easter coming up this weekend. I was just wondering, how are you and the fam celebrating Easter this weekend? What are you guys up to?
Man, it's funny you ask that, because my wife was like, what are we going to do? Like, our kids are, like, they don't need to hunt Easter eggs anymore. Our youngest is 11. Like, we're kind of past that. Like, how do we celebrate in those ways? Obviously, you know, we'll be at church and that side of it. But it's like, how are we going to do this? And we don't have an answer. I was like, let's just go do something as a family. And again, we haven't decided what that's going to be. So I don't know. It's kind of going to be a choose-your-own-adventure, I think, this year.
That's kind of fun anyway. It's funny how different seasons of life, when they're not little anymore, it just totally changes the routine up. And it throws you out for a little
absolutely.
Bit. I can relate.
And then a few years from now, we'll have grandkids running around and we'll be doing Easter egg hunts again.
It just comes full circle.
Gosh, I'm not ready for that.
I know. I hear you. It's coming for us, but we don't have to worry about it at the moment. If you haven't
like a freight train.
Yeah, exactly. If you haven't gotten the Mercy Me album, Always Only Jesus, you definitely should run out and get it. There's a ton of great songs on here. A lot of them you hear here on Your Network of Praise. Then Christ Came is on there. To Not Worship You is on there. And of course, the song Always Only Jesus. Don't forget, Mercy Me is going to be on tour in right around our listening area. So Spokane, Washington on April 6th, Boise, Idaho on April 7th, and Fargo, North Dakota on April 11th. So make sure you go to mercyme.org and grab tickets so you can join them for those shows. Mike, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It was really good getting to talk to you.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for spreading the word about the tour.
Of course.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll have fun. I can't wait to see you in Spokane.